Great. Good morning, everyone, and I'm glad that we are finding ways to continue a public process and allowing for you as the commission to continue your work. I would like to say that I think we are all realizing, I think we understood before, but we are realizing even more now how important the outside is to all of us in Montana, and that the work we do and the opportunities we provide seem, if not as important as ever, even more so. And that I believe we all are looking to the outsides for that source of clarity, for respite, and for connection. So, with that, I want you to know that Fish, Wildlife, and Park staff have absolutely continued to work. We're going forward with our field work. All of our sites that would normally be open are open, with the exception of Bannack State Park, just because we couldn't work to preserve the historic nature of it and keep everybody safe at the same time. So, wow, the sun's coming in, which is delightful. So, just to know that we are hard at work and that there has not been a disruption of our services, certainly to the extent that we can provide. So, what have we been doing? I've been thinking about the services Fish, Wildlife, and Parks traditionally provides. One are the sites that we have, whether state parks, fishing access sites, or wildlife management areas. And as I said, those that would be open at this time of year have remained open. It was a struggle to make sure we had enough PPE to be able to clean the latrines and continue our services there. But thanks to many people's generosity, we've been able to continue that. At the same time, I think of other opportunities outside as really our seasons. And I want you to know that for the seasons, we have always had the eye toward providing opportunity, and then have balanced the safety of our own employees, the safety of the public, and have looked at decisions on those seasons through that lens. Now, I recognize that I took some actions that are normally within your purview, that's the commission authority. I did that through delegation from the governor's emergency orders, and because those decisions needed to be made quickly. I want you to know that the suspension, the temporary suspension of non-resident spring bear and turkey will be lifted. It is in place through April 24, so through this Friday, and will be lifted after that. The closure of paddlefish on the Yellowstone and the Missouri will stay in effect. I don't believe we will then be closing, we'll be continuing the opportunities on the Missouri that we had not suspended already. The remaining issue to address is the Smith River, and I don't think we have a final resolution there. The governor's directions came out yesterday afternoon, and we haven't pivoted quickly enough. But the floating on the Smith River was suspended through April 24. I believe that suspension will continue for a certain amount of time, but we're looking for a date that will be consistent with other dates, and then looking at how we can open up that opportunity the best we can after that and not have to continue that closure. So, field work, I think, has been remarkable and has really continued. I've been getting reports from the regional supervisors of just how much our field staff have been doing. Enforcement also, we have considered an essential service, and their services have not changed and, in fact, have ramped up, and they've been incredibly helpful. We also, in taking a long time to close our front desks, in part because of the April 1 deadline, we have set up a call center, a statewide call center. I know there are some lines with that, some wait, But I really want to commend all of our staff for pulling together and having this statewide resource, and they're getting a lot of calls still and really pitching in. We've also set up an incident command light structure where resource issues, all of the issues can funnel through that system quickly. And the importance of that is that we can address the nuance of some decisions and get those decisions out to those who are staffing the call center, because they're on the front line of getting those questions. So with that, I hope I've answered questions you would have there. Just know that I remain really impressed with the teamwork of Fish, Wildlife, and Parks staff, and that we've continued to work really hard and I really haven't missed a beat. So thank you.